from VOA Learning English. Welcome to As It Is. I'm Steve Ember. Today, calendars. Choosing the right one takes time. The new year is a time for new beginnings. It is also the time to buy a calendar. Have you bought yours yet? With so many choices, it can take a lot of time just to choose the right one. There are small ones, big ones, calendars that sit on a desk, calendars that hang on the wall, calendars you can carry around with you, calendars that show a whole month or one day at a time. Of course, in one way, all calendars are the same. They all list the same days of the year in exactly the same order. But people do not buy calendars just to know what day it is. Calendars have become popular gifts because many are filled with beautiful pictures. You can even learn from calendars. They often give information about their subject, such as famous writers or American Indians or flower gardens. There are calendars about food and about beautiful places in the world. For pet lovers, there are calendars with pictures of cats doing unusual things. 365 of them, one for each day of the year. And of course, there's one more in leap years. Would you rather look at pictures of cars or trains or airplanes? There are calendars with those too. Some people do not just look at their calendars. They use them to write down important things they must remember, like meetings or doctor's appointments. Busy people can buy small calendars to carry around to help them organize and plan their life. But what if they forget to look at their calendar? No worries there. There are electronic organizers that make sounds to remind people of things they must do. These days, if you forget something, it is getting harder and harder to find a good excuse. Then there are some people who do not like little calendars, or big ones, or noisy electronic ones. They are happy just to write down notes to themselves on small pieces of paper. Then there's the matter of New Year's resolutions. Have you made yours? More importantly, do you keep yours? We'll talk about that next. It's As It Is, New Year's Eve edition from VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember.